This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, 5 o'clock. It is great to have you with us. We are going to recenter on the question of the day. Odyssey.com rewind. You missed anything? Is that just straight up? Is this Tiger team going to go to the World Series? Because you think on surface, oh my God, how can you ask that? Well, look, cookies in the morning is using the D word. Destiny, right? There's no other explanation for this. Rico and I have said this. Both your ability to essentially win 75% of your games over 6 weeks, combined with the ability for the Twins to lose 75%, is how you're here. You're doing it with primarily a pitching staff out of the bullpen of guys that had 5 ERAs at Erie or Toledo. And every big play, every big break, you have been at the blackjack table and have gotten 11 straight blackjacks. Mm-hmm. So at that point, you just stop. You stop making sense of any of it, and you go, oh my God, this is happening. Mm-hmm. Look, I started the show with something a little more nuanced, which, of course, that blew up in my face. Because I had said, look, you know, how far can they take it? We had a conversation. We started using some data, talked about, look, I think it comes to an end against the Yankees, but be careful of the Orioles if you play them, because unlike the last time you saw them, they'll have Kierstead, they'll have Westberg, they'll have Urias, they'll have Mountcastle, i.e. four of their top 6 or 7 bats are back. It matters, guys. But that blew up, because then it just turned into World Series. So we edited. We've turned it into, would you like to go out Friday, yes or no? Straight up. Do you believe in your heart they're going to the World Series? And I'm not mad if you say yes. What I'm not going to do is allow people to be 7 beers deep and call me up and lie and be like, well, we're the only team with a bullpen. Wrong. Guardians have the best bullpen in baseball. Yankees are top 5, just like you, and the Astros are just outside of that. Mm-hmm. Guys, you know how you end up making the playoffs in baseball? You have a good pen. So straight up, do you believe this is kind of, that this momentum continues? That this turns into, they're going. This is happening.
The destiny. The voodoo. It's here.
248-539-9797.
We also threw out the Michigan State stuff as well.
Yeah, I would love it. It's just clear, and rightfully so, where people's priorities are. But I'm with you. The accountability quotient in today's world of NIL. Aiden Childs cannot be allowed to turn the ball over 3-4 times a game and not be benched. It sends a terrible message to other players. But you're paying them all the monies. I won the monies. The money is mine. Yes, it is. But you can't keep killing your team. For Michigan, I just think what they did, it was part of the reason I believe they would beat USC. It is setting a floor. The problem is they've set a ceiling. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any scenario they're better than 8-4.
Yeah.
So we just had those conversations. But the Tigers clearly is the biggest one. Do you believe they're going to the World Series? Yes or no?
I'm going to have to go ahead and circle no.
Hater.
I don't. I think that they could go maybe even win 1 or 2 rounds. I think it ends with the Yankees.
Do you believe the shorter the series, the better they are?
Yep, absolutely.
A 3-game series, that's their best.
I think they're the favorite.
A 5-game series, not as good. A 7-game series, I think you're in real trouble.
A 5-game series, you need Scooble to be Scooble for 2 of those games, and somebody else has to step up and be that guy pitching wise, because normally in the playoffs, it's all about pitching. The hitting kind of goes away. You'll get the hero guy who hits the home run, but rarely do you see the 9-8 game in the playoffs. It's normally 2-1, you know, 3-1 type of games. So, yes. And then if it goes a seventh game, no, I that's where I think that their luck would run out.
Kenny, talk to me.
So I think that there is a path to get to the World Series. I'm not picking them to do so. I align more with Rico that the Yankees are probably going to be their bugaboo. But I can't sit here and tell you that, you know, this is a historic run that they're on right now. It's been done once before in the history of baseball. So if you tell me that this is the team of destiny that can trick around and do this a little bit, I'm not going to laugh right in your face, as long as you're not mocking other teams like, you know, the Yankees have no bullpen. Well, yes, they do. The Orioles got better.
Do you agree with
yes,
what we just said? The wild card round is their best round. Short series, Scooble, presumably game one, puts you halfway home.
Basically.
Immense pressure on the other team. Five-game series, a little more uh-oh. Seven is where I think you have real problems.
Right. No, I agree with that completely.
Okay. So that's what's available. I miss anything? Okay, then. 248-539-9797. Let's get to the people. Yeah, let's do it. Nick is in Wixom. He's up next. 97.1. Hi, Nick. How you doing?
Hey, Mike. So, this is going to be a great weekend. I mean, I got tickets to these five games because I want to be there when they clinch the playoffs, because we are going to clinch. I just don't know when that's going to be, you know, Thursday, Friday, whatever. And then over the weekend on Saturday after that game, I get to go watch my Nittany Lions firebomb Illinois in Happy Valley. So that's going to be great. You know, these next five
Nick, games, can I ask you a question before you get to the Tigers stuff? Because you are the official Penn State representative, and I want to offer you the ability to help program cash the ticket. If I select Penn State minus 17.5 to drop a bomb on Brett Bedsheets Bielema, and you don't cover, are you comfortable with me banning you from the show? Come on. I need a confidence level here. I need you to have skin in the game.
Nick, I'm tired of being blamed.
His microphone is just not on.
You know what? They're going to do it. You know what? Let's do it.
Yes. And I'm not going to ban you because it's like you, but I needed to know your level of conviction. Now, Tigers, get to it.
Okay. Well, so I'm trying to like get on TV. I'm going to be out in right center dressed up as like Rick Vaughn from Major League, holding up a sign that says win the whole freaking thing. Hopefully I get on TV there, you know, so watch out for me if you're watching the live broadcast. But in terms of their ability to get to the World Series, no, they can't. I don't think they can get there. I'd like for them to get there, but I don't think they can. I think the furthest they can go is the ALCS, but they're just not built to win a seven-game series. The one team I definitely don't want to face, and I don't think enough people are talking about, it's the Astros. That team's clutch hitting scares me. I mean, you have Big Poppy, Electric Boogaloo in Jordan Alvarez. You have Alex Bregman, who never strikes out. You have Altuve. You have Bregman. Well, I already said Bregman. Is Kyle Tucker back on that team? Is he off the IL now?
No, but you know your point about Bregman. I want to say this. Bregman is. How about this? Just for fun, Nick.
Okay.
Alex Bregman playing third base for the Tigers next year.
Oh, yeah. Reuniting with his old manager. Yes, 100%. Yes.
How about that?
But
exactly, Rico.
But Nick, will he block anybody if you bring him here?
What does it matter? I mean, doesn't Cole Keith have like a throwing problem with his shoulder? Just put him at first. Torkelson's useless over there. Have you seen his wOBA? He's terrible.
I was
agree.
Being facetious. No, I was just
I'm
having fun.
and again, Nick, yes, Kyle Tucker's fine. The point I'm making is, I understand the Houston thing. The problem is what you didn't mention, it's pitching. I mean, Verlander's been atrocious since getting back. I don't fear Houston that way. I only have PTSD because they use their magic garbage can on my team.
Mm-hmm. Well, pretty much everybody, but yeah.
I only care about me.
Okay.
I don't know what you were expecting there, Rico.
You know what, Kenny? You're right. Every now and then, I just forget where I am. Welcome to 2024.
Woo! Kenny, a couple of ticket texts. We have loaded phone lines, and we will go back to them momentarily. But look, there is an element of destiny to this, but there's real baseball. Just because you can't explain the real baseball doesn't matter. It's real. You've done it long enough. It's real. Timely hitting. It's real. Above average defense. Real. Not just Parker Meadows, but Sweeney as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pitching has always been real.
Yeah.
We talked about the first half, first two-thirds of the year. We were so angry we weren't in the chase. Why? You wasted Olsen and Flaherty and Skubal. The pitching was great.
But now.
Now you've added Mariano Rivera, Bo Brisky, and Herder and Gunther and Wetland. Salmon. Right. Ricardo Montalban out of the pen. Flawless. There's real baseball reasons about they can make a run.
Yeah, about everybody but John Rocker.
All right. Yeah, he ain't coming out of my bullpen. That guy's your responsibility. You leave me alone.
You know what? Mistakes were made.
Yeah, big time. 248-539-9797.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Speaking of Jim Costa, Kerry Carpenter on the morning show. If you want to go listen to that, nice interview with him today, odyssey.com. Rewind. Let's get to the people. A lot of Tigers, and yes, some college football callers as well, including Pete, who joins us next, 97.1. What's up, Pete?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Pete. It's going well. How about yourself? What do you got?
Good. Well, I normally usually call in about complaining about Izzo, but I wanted to share some thoughts on some Sparty football.
Okay.
Well, it does feel good not to have an embarrassing product on the field. I know that bar is pretty low, but ever since the Kenneth Walker year, it's like we were helpless out there. So feels good to at least have a defense that can stop people and that is not completely porous. So that's kind of the positive to it. And then, you know, Aiden Childs has shown flashes, but when he lets the ball go, especially on a deep ball, you have no idea whether he's hitting a wide open Nick Marsh, you know, for a touchdown, or he's throwing it directly to a safety.
Yeah.
So, you know, to answer your question, my initial reaction would be to bench him and kind of like give him a reset and be like, man, like this isn't good enough and you need to do better. But, you know, I had a couple of questions with that. You know, do you think it helps him or will it hurt him more to sit him down, especially on a national stage? To embarrass him a little bit.
But see, here's the thing. Rico made the best point. It can't be anything you surprise a kid with. Pete, I just want to make sure because this is, you know, we got away from the topic and I want to address this. But for the people, no one is saying bench him for good or throw him in the garbage. I'm saying you got to talk to the kid ahead of time. Like Rico said, Aiden, the turnovers have to stop or you're going to be standing next to me. And Pete, I'm old school about it. I'm sorry if I'm outdated. I don't care about feelings. F feelings. You stop turning the ball over or you can't be the quarterback.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with that premise. I mean, he's on track to throw 21 interceptions.
Like, right, it's unsustainable. Enough. It's insanity.
Right. Especially when you're making $1 million because the money's got to mean something.
And I think, does this kid, I'll tell you who he reminds me of, Pete. And people can, I don't care, people will laugh, but I was watching this kid before they even knew what his name was. He's Cam Ward, his first year at Washington State. No, I'm serious. Cam Ward had a huge fumbling problem. Cam Ward would look amazing and then do what? You just threw late across your body over the middle for a third time this quarter?
Yeah,
he's Cam Ward, year one at Wazoo.
Yeah, I literally hold my breath. When he lets the ball go, it's just like, well, this could be awesome or this could be horrifying. But, you know, I also worry, like, what's the chances that he transfers? Because you can – I mean, guys have transferred for less.
So, like, I know.
He's shown ability.
So here's what I'll tell you. If you get to the point where one player's bigger than your program, shut the program down.
Yeah.
If Aiden decides to leave and his family gets mad because he threw his 11th interception in the month of September, then you know what? Right here. See ya.
Yeah.
Chuck the deuces. Get out.
You have to establish a program. And that's why I said, talk to him. Don't embarrass him. Talk to him ahead of time. Say, hey, son, enough's enough.
And again, mistakes are going to happen.
Yes.
Miscommunications. Right. A receiver might make you look bad.
Right.
The point is, the throws, as Pete just said, as you said, oh my God, there's 7 Boston College players. I can't have it.
It's funny because a friend of mine, he's a box of chocolate. You really don't know each throw what you're going to get. Are you going to get the good chocolate or are you going to get those nasty coconut chocolate?
Yeah, or the last throw of the game, the Jim Jones collection. Dead. Let's go to Calvin, 97.1. Calvin, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going, Mike?
It's going well. What's on your mind?
So I'm kind of a little mad at you because you stole what I was going to say about a couple of minutes ago about talking about, like, I think we can go to the ALCS. I think, like, a 5-game series when you get Scooble, you get them game 1, maybe get them game 4, because you get that game 4 at home, too. So, like, you know, if it's we're up 2-1, something like that, I think that voodoo in, like, in a shorter span can work. But, like, in the long term against the Yankees with, you know, as long as they actually hit, like, the Yankees, I don't think that's going to work in terms of, like, long term.
I just think it taxes your pen and your strategy too much in a 7-game set versus, look, the wild card round. I'll be shocked if you don't win the wild card round, with the exception, if you end up playing the Orioles, I am fascinated to see what their real lineup does against your staff, because the 2 series you played, they didn't have anybody. They were all hurt. That one makes me a little nervous.
I think we just played Thanos with 2 of his stones, and now they just got the other 4 or whatever. The other thing I want to mention is I put a bet at plus 4,000 for Tigers to win the World Series. How do I hedge that, and should I wait until the DS or the CS, or what do you think?
I think if you want a pure hedge, you start betting against them every game. And you'd be willing to, and then you just calculate in your mind, how much do I want to walk away with if the Tigers win the whole bleeping thing? And then at the end of the first round, if you advance, you can go back against it and just bet them to win the World Series at shorter odds if you want it. There are other ways to do it, but Calvin, listen, you're in at a great price. We were joking about this when we were in Las Vegas, the opening night of the NFL. It was plus 40,000 for this team to do this. 40,000. That was the real hedge point. Mm-hmm. That if you would bet that, well, then it's just you have so much more runway. Or you just
That's the honeymoon fun right there.
There you go.
Yeah, I was about to say, or you can just
maybe Kenny can shave his beard with that money.
There you go. I know. Listen, Kenny, honestly, if they win the first round series, if they win the wild card, will you go back to promo team Kenny clean shaven?
That'll have to be if they...
clean shaven, slick back hair, floral shirts every day if they're in the ALDS.
You're talking World Series.
Come on.
How about at least the ALCS?
I'll think about it.
Come on.
It's been years since we've seen clean shaven Kenny.
For a reason.
Especially if they play the Yankees.
You're a beautiful man.
He looks like he's 16 years old. I have the worst baby face syndrome you've ever seen.
Hold on. If they make the ALCS against the Yankees... beard and hair all gone. Yeah. Telly Savalas.
Right, because, you know, the Yankees.
Shave your eyebrows.
Can't have that with the Yankees organization.
I will not shave my eyebrows.
I miss Charlie Villanueva. Come on. Come on.
If they make the World Series, you can have whatever you like.
Come on, buddy. If they're in the World Series, you go Bic.
Done. Absolutely done.
What's his problem?
Nothing. I'm not going to comment on what
why.
Just...
oh, come on. Please. What's the problem?
You
He can't even talk.
You're a problem.
No, I'm not. I'm speaking the truth. Imagine Kenny with no eyebrows. What a sight.
No, not that. It was the other thing.
But Charlie V? I hated Charlie V. Bald or not, I don't care. I hated the guy. What a dog. Absolute mutt.
Yeah, he ranks right up there in the top 10 of bad free agent signings.
Yeah, you think?
And to make it so bad, Javi said, excuse me, Charlie, I'm moving to number one.
There you go. 248-539-9797. I will get more of the people. Actually, you know what? F it. I don't care. Management's not even in the building. Tim is up next, 97.1. Tim, what's going on?
Tim, good afternoon, guys. How are you doing today?
Good, hey, Tim. What's up?
Good. I'm going to talk about Michigan State real quick, and I'm going to talk about Michigan State even though I'm a Wolverine fan. And I just don't understand how a team can go 40-3, win the national championship, and I don't care that we cheated. Who cares? I'll never take away my joy. But how do we not have a quarterback? It's pretty embarrassing. But let me talk about Michigan State, because what I've seen so far this season, I'm pretty impressed. The defense has really impressed me, but you guys are a little hard on Aiden Childs. That guy has a higher ceiling, in my opinion, than J.J. McCarthy. He is your J.J. McCarthy right now. When J.J. McCarthy was first playing quarterback in Michigan his freshman or sophomore year, he would win the game, he'd fumble it, he'd throw interceptions. I was like, oh my gosh, he's terrible. Look what happens. And that ceiling is national championship winning first round draft pick quarterback.
Yes.
And I think Aiden Childs is better than that. So
look, I think the world of the kid's ability, Tim, but you do understand if you are turning the ball over in excess of three times a game, that's untenable.
Yeah. And Tim, I would say this.
But you're not supposed to win this year. So let them make the mistakes now when you're not supposed to win. Year one of the new regime.
So let me ask you a question. One second. So, Tim, answer me this. Michigan football, all jokes aside about the cheating, in that locker room, there was an accountability, a do-your-job attitude. In that locker room, they loved each other. They were loyal to their school, loyal to each other. What message do you send to that defense if Aiden's allowed to go out there and with impunity just turn it over with no repercussions? That's a dangerous thing to say.
It is, but what you sell to the team is you sell the future. You sell that this is the building blocks that the next season is going to be even better, because he has to get the mistakes out now, because when they're ready to contend, you want him to be seasoned. You don't want him. You want him to get all the mistakes out now. If I was a Spartan fan, I'd actually be excited, but
I am excited. It's just, I want to keep it on the rails where it's like, look, you talk to that kid during the week, Tim, and you go, Aiden, if you're turning this thing over against Ohio State again, I want you to understand. Hell, I'd call his damn parents. Guys, this is big boy school now. I'm not saying you take his job away, but you do give him a breather.
See, and I would say this, it's not the money that bothers me. It's the guarantee. If we're doing this, and I know he's going to be here for the next couple of years.
Oh, you mean Miami's not offering $4.5 million?
Yeah. I'm okay with this. So, yeah, then it's like, okay, it's your Drew Stanton, your Kirk Cousins in the early years where you're learning. But now
you're starting for Georgia next year. All right, straight to the people. Get you a football today. Get you to Tiger baseball. And again, one quick note, and A.J. Hinch said it. He wants to get Jackson Jobe in this series. He's got a lot of reasons. So if you haven't watched, or if you've just been scoreboard watching, or if you needed additional juice to watch, maybe you get to see the kid tonight. I don't know. I don't know how we're going to use him.
I don't think you need additional juice, but yeah, it'll be nice to see.
Well, if the game is like yesterday's game, you do. Rico, that was anesthesia. It was a Wenziel Perez double. There's your game recap. I mean, I could save a lot of money. ChatGPT could write the game story. Scooble good, Wenziel Perez hit, game over.
Okay, you do realize the game was over halfway over in 45 minutes.
Yes.
I'm sitting there like, you've got to be kidding me.
Oh, no. They were about their business. Let's go to Connor, 97.1. Connor, what's going on? How are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, sir.
I got two cynical takes, one from Michigan State and one for the Tigers, and I'm not sure which one. You know what? I'll do the Tigers. I might be the only person in this town that has the opinion that this run is going to cause catastrophic damage to next season, because like you said, you know, it's the blackjack thing. Eventually the carriage is going to turn into a pumpkin again, and then I have a feeling that next year the pizza man will come out and say, oh, we don't need to spend any money. Look at it, look what we did with the guys we had. I made a bet with my buddy that they won't add $60 million to the payroll, and he wouldn't take me up on it because he's scared too.
Okay, I am not going to argue it today on September 25th because it ruins my mood. But
it's why we don't want to talk about it, because Connor, you may not be that far from being right.
Right.
But let's be happy now.
Right. Like, here's my offseason. Alex Bregman and re-sign Skubal. Like, that's my offseason if I own this team. But that's probably not going to happen. Okay, so Connor, now that you've made us sad, what's your cynical take about MSU?
Well, I was going to say it was either that or where's Nick Marsh going to go next season, because Childs can't complete a pass.
I don't think you got to worry.
I think this is one of those, if Marsh would have played in that Boston College game, they may have won, because he's got a connection with Marsh.
And he's the only tall receiver they have. But no, Connor, look, this is the problem with college football, and I'm glad that my contemporary Mr. Rico Lamar Beard has joined us, Connor, because even Rico confided in me. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say this, but I'm going to.
No, it's out there.
Rico confided in me that he's actually in love with his dentist. No, I'm kidding. Rico confided in me.
Would you please stop that?
He confided in me.
Married woman.
He confided in me that he now understands what I've been preaching about. Why am I going to root for this player? If they're good, I have to worry they may not be here next year.
Yes. Kenny, in case you want to know, yeah, confiding with him, you might as well put it on X.
That's not true.
Dear Twitter, here's my thoughts.
No, first of all, sounds like some of the people we work with. So look, first things first, I made up the first thing about your dentist.
Yes.
The second thing is salacious.
It's true, because it's where you are like, oh, well, you're making $1 million. And then for me, it's more, there's no certainty. Like if I knew he had a 3-year deal, he was going to be there, I'm more tolerant of the mistakes, because I know, okay. But what I don't want to see is, okay, he fixes everything, and now he's a starting QB at Miami or Oregon or SC or Georgia.
I'm good on that. No, thanks.
Okay. Mm. Aiden Childs or Jaden Rashada?
Pillow fight.
What are you talking about? Just name the quarterback you paid $1 zillion to, and that kid stinks.
Don't have to talk about that.
You know what it is? They're going to steal Kentucky's quarterback.
Oh, they're going to get Vandergriff back. All right, let's go to Gabe, 97.1. Gabe, what's going on, buddy? Gabe?
Hello.
Gabe's gone. All right, he was about to cite. They beat the Yankees in 06, so they're going to beat them now. I guess it worked out the way it should. We'll go to Craig in Livonia, 97.1. Craig, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Tell you how long I've been listening. I never spent any time at Brick Stadium, but I've been a fan since the 70s, and I'm really enjoying this unexpected ride.
Amen.
But let me be the voice of reason. My prediction is they got them losing in the first round to Baltimore or Houston. I hope I'm wrong, but I got two reasons why, and I think I can get through both of them rather efficiently. First one is they've got no experience in October. Without going through the whole roster, I don't think anyone on this roster, I think maybe Vrieling is the only one who's had any playoff experience whatsoever. So that bodes, that's not off to a good start. Secondly, it's been a while since we had playoffs around here, but just to let the Detroit people know, the format has changed. It's a 3-game series, and all three are on the road for the lower seed. So I got them finishing second wild card, which means they're going to Baltimore. So you've got the first game, probably going to be Skubal versus Burns. That's not a gimme. Burns got 15 wins and a sub-3 ERA. Say you get that game. You still got to get through Grayson Rodriguez or Albert Suarez.
Now, Grayson, listen, Rodriguez is stalled out and bullpen sessions. He has
okay.
Mike Elias came out yesterday, and I don't have an update today, but they're uncertain that he would even be back right now by the divisional round. He's just stalled out. No, you're fine. I wanted to give you a little more hope, because it does matter.
Yeah.
G-Rod is good, man.
Albert Suarez is a good pitcher, too. And I think, you know, Baltimore's got an all-star lineup. I you mentioned someone earlier that they didn't have. Was he playing D.H. Kerstead or something? Last time
they didn't have Kerstead. They didn't have Westberg. They didn't have Urias. They didn't have Mountcastle. Right. Like, they have had so many injuries. They're all back.
Right. So let's say they slip to the fifth seed. That means you can't set up your rotation. Houston will be able to, but we won't. So you might not have Skubal in that first game. That means you're going against Frander Valdez. He's got 15 wins and a sub-3 ERA. And then your second game, possibly Ronald Blanco, 12 wins and a sub-3 ERA. So, man, this is going to be a chore. I hate
No, you're not, Craig. Listen, what I hate is in today's world, if you don't drink the Kool-Aid, you're viewed as a hater. No, you're speaking common sense, yeah. Craig. It's supposed to be difficult. By the way, Craig, breaking news literally 12 minutes ago. And Kenny Cott from the Unwashed Beard Update Desk.
This per MLB.com, G-Rod shutdown won't appear for the O's in the postseason.
12 minutes ago.
Wow.
Grayson Rodriguez, he gone. Destiny.
Huh?
Destiny.
Voodoo.
Hey, coming up at 6, Jackson Holiday fell off the toilet and broke his elbow. 2-4-8. Destiny. You missed anything, Odyssey.com Rewind. A lot of Tiger talk mixed in some college football as well. Now we get you to Tiger baseball. It's the big finish. Thanksgiving. Kenny.
So we started, obviously, today was a Tigers-heavy type of day. Tiger talk. Hello, Jennifer. Tiger talk dominated. We started with, how far can the Tigers take this run?
I think they could take this run all the way to the ALCS. I think that the Yankees, a seven-game series with the Yankees may be asking too much for this team. The shorter the series, the better chances they have to win.
Agree, totally. Short series, Skubal going once, you're halfway home. I think the Yankees are the stopper, and I think you better be careful thinking the Orioles you played are the ones you're going to face. Mountcastle, Urias, Westberg, Kierstead, all healthy now. All have returned in the last 3 days. So it's something to consider. But this team's dangerous, and no one's knocking them.
And that was going to be our plan for most of the show regarding the Tigers, but a call about the 1968 season put us over the edge. And then with the question became, can they win the World Series?
It was only based on someone trying to say, well, Skubal can pitch X because Mickey Lolich did Y. Or Denny McClain pitched 400 innings.
Right.
What are we talking about?
Right.
We continued it up with, we were excited about the Jackson Jobe call-up. How does he get used, do you guys think?
Look, none of us know. Yeah. I want to see him pitch tonight or tomorrow. But to me, it's one of two ways. You could either use him as an opener or, as Rico said, middle innings fireman. Meaning, I'm not asking you to come in bottom of the eighth, second and third, one out, and get me out of that jam as a 20-year-old. But if it's the fifth inning and I need you to kind of bridge it to the late guy, maybe that's the spot.
Well, yeah, anywhere if the starter is really messing up from the fourth to the seventh inning, I'm going to start you fresh. Fifth inning, sixth inning, show me what you got.
Also, regarding pitcher usage, we talked about, do we shoehorn Skubal into more starts just to get more out of him during the postseason?
The answer is no. He pitched 85 innings last year. He's already at 192 this year. You're already in the danger zone.
Yeah.
So now, I wouldn't be surprised at all if, as badly as you want to win, you're not, Rico, you letting him throw 114 pitches in a playoff game?
No,
I'm not.
No, I'm not, unless it is like the final game and you got all offseason to rest.
We took a break. We talked about some college football. Let's start with UNLV does not negotiate with terrorists. Why don't you bring that up?
Sure. It's the battle between player, starting quarterback, Matt Sluka, saying, I ain't going to play here no more. You didn't pay me my money. One problem. They're 3-0, and they're a contender for the college football playoff. The university has come out and said, no. We paid you. You made extra demands, and we don't negotiate under terrorist threat. And that's just not what we do.
And you went and got an agent that doesn't fit the NCAA requirements, so we can't even legally talk about you to this person without getting in trouble with the NCAA. So, no, son, you're getting your check that you agreed to.
And naturally, this brought up the question of how does this get resolved in the future? And do players, will players actually sit out playoff games when just to make more money, just to hold a team hostage and say, hey, sign this check?
Just a conversation. I'm not dying on the hill, but I just floated it to Rico. And that's sad that I even have to think that way.
Well, no, it's a conversation. Like I said, would you maximize school bowl starts? It's just something to talk about. I don't think it will happen per se. Well, they'll say, you know what, I'm not getting my money, but I think it could happen indirectly where I'm injured, because think about it, by the time the playoffs come, every player is injured. So you could just say, hey, you know, I got a nagging hamstring, I need to sit the championship game out. Oh, wait, I just got an extra $100,000. Miracle, I'm back.
And lastly, regarding Michigan and Michigan State, regarding trials and orgy, how far can they get?
I think for Michigan, you've set a very high floor, but a very low ceiling. They're an 8-4 team. But you needed this. Otherwise, if you had kept the Davis Warren experience going and you didn't revert to Service Academy football, you might see a fifth loss. For State, look, Aiden's going to win a game that we have no business winning. I'm convinced of it. He's also going to cost us a game outside of BC that we have no business losing. And in the end,
not
it's
Purdue.
Oh, God.
Just not Purdue.
Well, you said you're not averse to sitting Childs down just if he throws a couple more picks against
Ohio State. If it's Saturday night against Ohio State and he throws two, not bad luck interceptions or receiver made
tip
me
passes.
Look bad. If he throws two into a bonfire of Buckeyes, I have to say you need a timeout, young man.
Mm-hmm.
You're not seeing it. You're killing this
not
team.
Not benching you, just you're sitting for the rest of this game.
Tiger Baseball, Mortal Lock. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow.